That brought Kytus's gaze snapping back toward her, and Jaina realized she might have overplayed her hand. She still had both arms, but the fact that her brother remained standing at all proved how much greater his force powers were than her own. She tossed the Beskat aside and summoned a fallen stormtrooper's power blaster to hand. Then Jaina sensed someone watching her from the direction of the antechamber where the Moffs had fled. She looked up to find a pair of gray blurs dropping into firing positions in the doorways. She loosed a burst of suppression fire toward the two troopers, then force-flipped up into the cover offered by the ruined projection booth, landing backwards so she would be facing her enemy and in a position to defend herself. Jaina's boots had not even touched the floor before the stormtroopers opened fire. She dropped the power blaster and used the lightsaber to deflect their bolts, angling them down toward her brother. If she kept him busy enough, he wouldn't be able to hurl another lightning attack her way. His lightsaber snapped to life and began to weave a crimson shield in front of him. Then Jaina experienced an abrupt draining as her force energies returned to their normal level. Suddenly, she felt cold, tired, and in pain, and she barely had the strength to hold her lightsaber as it flicked back and forth, batting away blaster bolts. She retreated deeper into the projection booth, stumbling over combat debris that she normally would have sensed without any conscious thought. When she reached the wrecked control panel, she could finally drop behind cover. Kytus's voice sounded out in the forum, still deep and booming and strong. "Not her! Skywalker is the dangerous one!" Skywalker? The blaster fire shifted away from the projection booth and grew more erratic. Jaina poked her head up, peering over the scorched control panel through what remained of the projectionist's one-way viewport. Her brother was limping up toward the anteroom, finally starting to look a little weak and dizzy himself. His good hand was still holding the stump of his severed arm, but his yellow eyes were round with fear, and his brow was furrowed with anger. And he was looking toward the far corner of the chamber, which Jaina could not see from her vantage point. "There, you fools! Blast him!" The two stormtroopers seemed to study the corner for a moment, then obediently opened fire again. Jaina dropped back to her haunches and opened herself completely to the Force, drawing it into her exhausted, battered body from all sides. She sensed a nervous insectoid presence studying her from the far end of the booth. Jaina turned to look. The technician, who had helped her earlier, was poking his head through the hatchway.
"Jedi Solo, are you ready to depart?"
the Verpine asked.
"Depart?"
Jaina frowned.
"Hardly. Kytus is still alive."
The Verpine nodded.
"Yes, my hive mates report that he is being rushed to the infirmary, and your extraction team will meet you at Surface Hatch 10 Crater."
"Can't!"
Jaina shook her head.
"Can you get me to the infirmary?"
"No, you are too damaged to fight. Your extraction team is in a precarious position. They insist you come now."